The Neil Prendeville Show. Find it right here. Red FM.
Good morning. Our lines are open. We'll come back to some interesting stories in the papers throughout the course of the morning, but I don't want to keep Liam waiting too long because he's obviously got a lot on. When I say Liam, I am referring to the dad of the special needs boy who was attacked and assaulted by those teens down in Carrigaline. The story, of course, shocked everybody yesterday. The story happened at the weekend where the little lad, teenage lad with autism, had twigs shoved down his throat and was forced to take down all of his lower clothing and expose himself to the misfortune. The issue was brought to light because it was particularly horrific because the lad has special needs, and obviously his parents must be completely and utterly gutted. I know that I would be. It was made even worse, if you think of it being worse. One of the assailants posted the video of the event on Facebook. And I have the lad's dad by phone now, Liam. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Neil.
Thank you for taking the call this morning. I know it's a very difficult thing to do. Just tell me how you're feeling.
I can't begin to really explain and describe the profound effect that this has had on our whole family. It's we're normally laughing, having a bit of crack and all that kind of thing, and I suppose we just miss being happy.
How did you hear that something had happened? Just talk us through all of that.
Our son, which is typical because he has been bullied in the past, has never told us when he's been bullied. We've only ever found out through other people what has happened. He tends not to want to talk about the bullying incidents, but obviously this is a far worse thing altogether than has ever happened to him before. So he didn't tell us about it. On Monday, a young girl came to the door and she just asked me, "Are you his dad?" And I said, "Yeah," and she proceeded to tell me the story. And to be honest, I was just in shock. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The story's just horrific. So I was just left in a bit of a spin, and I didn't really know. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I know. Sure, I know. I'd be the same. I'd feel like as if I'd been run over by a train or something like that happened. I know.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Was she there during the attack? Is that why she knew about it?
I think she was told about it.
Right. And did she go so far as to describe what happened and also talk about the video?
Yeah. She told me basically everything that happened, the whole description.
Did you go and look at the video?
That evening, because at that stage, not that I doubted what the girl had told me, she seemed quite genuine, but at that stage I felt I didn't have enough to go to the guards with. And all that evening I searched online to try and find it. Not that it's something that I necessarily want to see, to be honest. I thought if I found out I could give it to the guards, but I couldn't find it. But apparently Facebook had a complaint about it, and Facebook themselves took it down.
So you haven't had to go through the horror of coming across it then, and that's probably, would you think that that's a good thing?
I think it's a good thing for me, but I'm hoping that the guards can get hold of it, because I know that Facebook are obliged to hand over offensive material, basically.
This could well turn into an investigation. Do you know if they've started an investigation? Did you talk to them about it? Did you make a complaint?
I've made a formal complaint.
Right.
The Gardaí in Carrigaline now have a case, an open case on what's happened.
Okay.
And at that stage, when I went to see them, they'd heard about it, but they had no idea, and nobody had made a formal complaint or whatever.
Right, but you have.
But I have now. I believe they need to be brought to book for it. I think that they need to be punished for what they've done.
And have you had
so
time
to realize just how absolutely animalistic, what kind of animalistic behavior this is and how unacceptable it is?
I don't believe in the animal kingdom. Any animal would behave like humans, though. Sure, they wouldn't.
I absolutely agree, yeah.
And listen to me, have you had time to think about what form or shape that punishment should take?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. We after this, we can't actually let our son leave the house on his own. They've not only taken his dignity by what they've done to him, they've also taken his freedom. And it's like he's being punished for what they've done. So I believe they should have their freedom removed for a while. I think they should be put into custody, locked up.
Right, in a youth offenders institution, is it?
Absolutely, yes.
So you would call for the Garda Síochána to investigate this to the full rigors of the law, bring them to court, have them answer the charge, and if found guilty, sent to a youth offenders institution, or in the case of them being what, 16 or 17?
Yes.
A jail?
Yes.
You feel that strongly about it?
How do you think you would feel?
Oh, I would be heartbroken.
I would face anybody and ask them, how would you feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we're at this stage, we moved to Carrigaline in 2001 from London so that our children could grow up in a safe environment, so that they could have childhood.
And you thought that this would be a good move. And I say, by and large, it has been, really, you know, that I don't think that it's a fair reflection on the good people of Cork or Carrigaline.
It's certainly not meant to be taken personally, Neil. I suppose at the way I feel now, I've just been feeling sick and numb the last few days.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not pointing at people from Cork. We've loved being here.
We're all ashamed and we're shocked and horrified that anything like this would happen.
And it's certainly nothing against Cork people.
But tell me, has anybody, if any of the parents or any of the teenagers called to your door to apologise?
Oh Lord, no. Nobody. All I've had come to the door is my own local neighbours expressing their shock and offering their support.
Talking about people being kind, John Looney from the Cork City Hospital Children's Club was on to me, and he wanted to offer you, your son, a place on their next trip to Euro Disney in October.
There you go. It's such a beautiful thing that he wants to do, and this is the other side of it, Neil. I'm overwhelmed by the support that's been shown by people. The Facebook is just gone on fire with people chiming in and showing their support and offering, you know, and offers of if there's anything we can do for you. I suppose it brings out the other human side, if you like. I'm trying not to be too silly with my words here.
Yeah, not at all. You're doing great, in fairness, considering the circumstances. Your son is going to be one excited young fellow when he hears about an all-expenses-paid trip to Euro Disney in Paris.
He'll jump out of his skin when he hears that. That'll just make him so happy.
Our lines are open at 1850-104-106. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. Did you hear Liam there, who'd be the lad's dad?
Yeah, I did. It was quite upsetting to listen to him, actually.
Yeah. In fairness to me, he came on, he ran out of steam and in the end, as I thought he would, because he's just worn out from it.
Definitely. It was hard to listen to him now. I couldn't imagine being in that situation myself.
Yeah, imagine the first thing in the morning when you wake up and it just hits you all over again. You know that kind of feeling? Tell me, you have a little boy with autism.
Yeah, I have. He's 6 now. And when the story broke the other day, the first thing I was thinking, like, because the boy in question is a teenager and he was out, and like, that's what you want. You want them to be out, you want them to have friends. You
doing
want,
regular things, yeah, doing, yeah, playing games. And
inclusion, like, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I just thought, for this to happen, like, I'm thinking of my son, like, 10 years down the line, you know, are we ever going to get there? Are we ever going to get to the part where, yes, like, I live near a shopping centre here, that I could say to him, go on, go down there and get a pint of milk, or, you know, go out on your own, when you have these things happening? Like, I can, for the life of me, fathom how the teenagers involved thought this was okay. Yeah. I really can't.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not a reflection of teenagers, though. That's not how teenagers behave.
No, like, I have a teenager. Cheers, Neil. Thanks a million.
Good luck.
Bye.
Sheila, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened in Carrigaline is, you are right, unacceptable. But tell me why you are against punishing them.
Well, now, I'm against the idea of punishing them. I'm not against accountability. I'm not against them being educated. I'm not against them learning the effects of their behaviour. I'm against the idea that they should be flogged and beaten or sent to a prison system for worse things to happen, because it doesn't work. I've yet to see someone go into the prison system and come out more capable in society, more compassionate in society, more aware. And I understand why people are angry. It's horrific. It shouldn't have happened. It's unacceptable. But using our anger to motivate a solution isn't going to work. It never works. And we have prison systems full of people who are being punished and not being re-educated, not being taught how to be a positive member of society. And these kids need that. These teenagers need that if we want to prevent this happening in the future. Not just from them, but to anybody who's vulnerable in society. We need people to see them as vulnerable and to support them.
Isn't that a very kind of namby-pamby approach to it, trying to talk the whole thing right?
Well, I didn't say talk the whole thing right, and it's not namby-pamby, because there's science behind this. Like, research has shown us that the punishment system doesn't actually help.
Right.
It actually creates more problems later on for adults and for society. There's research to say that if you're working with the mindset of somebody who's, we'll say, been abusive or taken the power from another person or humiliated another person, if you work with what's going on for them, they're less likely to do it again.
Yeah, but judges will tell you around their neck, just describing what they did. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You have a special needs boy.
I do. I am living in Carrigaline, and I have a special needs child. Tyke is 11, actually, since last Friday.
Right.
Now, Tyke isn't autistic, but he has lots of needs, and with what has happened, I would be afraid of my life. I don't know what kind of a future Tyke has.
Well, tell me, if he's not autistic, what does he suffer with?
He's got a syndrome called Cri du chat.
What's that?
It's a chromosome disorder.
Right.
Right. Now, he's partially verbal.
Right.
He would be very trusting of everybody as such.
Right.
He's very jolly and very affectionate.
But is he vulnerable? Is he?
Oh my God! Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Like, Tyke goes to a special needs school.
Right. Okay. So you worry about him then?
Absolutely, I worry about his future every day. Like, summer is coming in now. I can't leave Tyke out to play in our park.
What's he liable to do?
He would be liable to walk out in front of a car.
Would he? He wouldn't know.
No, he wouldn't have that.
At 11.
No, at 11. You know, now he has come on an awful lot, and compared to what we were told he would be.
Yeah, fair play.
He's absolutely fantastic. His words and everything are very good.
And the events in Carrigaline, have they shook you as a mother?
I am absolutely horrified by them. Because, like, we have a youth centre being built here at the moment. And my hope would be that at some stage in the future, there are lots of special needs children and adults in Carrigaline. And my hope would be at some stage, some of that centre will become available to our kids. There is no way with what has happened that I could trust to leave my child over there.
Even with adult supervision?
No, not after this. It would have to be really, really, really 1,000% sure. Like, that lady, she had a suggestion there on Facebook last night that these people that did that should maybe work with people like Tyke and that lad that was hurt. No way. Absolutely no way.
Okay, so you don't think that the punishment should be something along the lines of 3 months or 6 months voluntary work within Cope Foundation or within local...
Absolutely not. No? I wouldn't want my child to be one of the people they would be looking after.
All right, okay.
No.
Okay. Elaine, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just going to have a quick call at this side of 10 o'clock. Your heart is broken. Why?
Oh, I'm just gutted over that man. Like, just listening to him there, it was so devastating. Like, he's absolutely distraught. Like, it's horrendous.
He's worn out from it, is another word I'd use. Oh. He's worn out from it, yeah.
Her, like, I have a little girl with autism. We spoke before about her. Do you know, like, the efforts that goes into getting them anyway independent. Like that woman was saying, it takes weeks and weeks to even get them to hang up their coat. And, you know, to say that he was finally at a stage where he could go out himself. And for that to happen. And the scary thing to me is that they were 14, 15, 16. Like, these are not children.
I think in fairness to the likes of you, your daughter's name is Kirsty and you're up above in Mallow and there's, you know, all credit due to you. But for those of us that reared children that were a handful anyway and full on, I can only imagine that it must be multiplied many times. You must be very, very tired of an evening and almost always exhausted.
Like, I heard once before, like, that raising a child with autism is very different from raising a child without autism, and raising any child is hard, but it is, it's very hard to get through to them. Like, they don't understand things, and I mean, Kirsty now is 3.5. It's still very hard, and it will be very hard, but like that now, you'd worry about their future, and will there come a time when she can say, Mom, can I go out, can I walk to the shop? When she's 16, you'd think that she could.
Yeah.
But then to know that there's people out there that will do that, and like I said, these weren't children, like, these aren't children playing in the schoolyards. Like, these are teenagers that surely these gods would know better. Like,
okay, thank you for that. Much obliged, Eva. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
With an autistic son yourself, how do you feel about all this?
I'm absolutely outraged. I was saying it to my partner there last night. I was just saying, If it was me in the morning, if it was my son in the morning, I'd be down to the front doors. And I wouldn't care if their parents were there. I'd pull them out the door and I'd take the law into my own hands. I would actually beat them up and down the square. You know, I live in Pear Square, Mount Balfihan there. It's a bit of a rough area, you know. And to be honest with you, like, the young fellas out there, they know my child is autistic, you know. And they know I have a child with Prader-Willi syndrome as well. And, you know, the young fellas out there, they're mindful of that, you know. And, like, if I ask them to move out of the square, they're gone. You know, and like, they're all around the same age as them young fellas that, you know, done that down there. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's an absolute disgrace. From my own point of view, like, I'm afraid to leave my kids outside the door. You know what I mean? You know, I know my son is only 2, like, and it's, you know, but like, I'm thinking of when he's maybe 8 or 9, you know, or 10, or if he wanted to go to the shop to buy match attack cards, for example, you know. How am I supposed to send them out, you know? I have that in my mind, you know. Today's World Autism Day, I'm hearing stories like that.
Well, maybe the enemy... apologies, Sarah, for holding you so long. Thank you for waiting.
That's okay. You're quite interesting listening to everybody
good.
Speaking.
I'm glad. Well, now you have your opportunity to share your own thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just very upset this morning hearing that little boy's dad, seeing how I'm the parent of an autistic child myself. I heard him getting quite upset and I really, really felt for him. I think myself, if it was my husband and myself, we would probably be done for murder or something if that happened to my little boy. So I think that his parents are really, really, I suppose, really strong to be able to come on and talk about it.
Let's also not have so much
anger towards them.
No, but he does want some form of custodial sentence. Yeah.
Of course, and I understand that completely. I do agree with the lady that was on before. I feel that the parents should be made accountable, because it's up to us as parents to teach our children to understand that not every child is the same, that some child have different needs or might have different ways, and it is not okay to bully the child because of that. My child's future is already so hard, you know, having something that he's going to be labelled with, to then have to go into a situation like that little boy and be bullied horrendously and not be able to talk about it. I do think that there should be something done about it, something stronger than just a slap on the wrist.
I don't
feel that, you know, whoever was involved probably won't come forward, because, you know, they're part of the gang and the gang might only, you know, turn on them, and maybe that's why they're not coming forward, but it's still no excuse.
Yeah, you get one though, the others will follow, because the guards will crack the one they have. And also, let us also for a moment just bear in mind that there probably are the other families involved in this, probably are absolutely livid with the kids themselves. I would hope to think that. I would like to think that the parents are like demons.
You would hope. So.
I would hope, you know.
Yeah, and I would hope that they themselves will go and turn their kids in.
Okay, okay. Thanks, Sarah, and good luck to you. You have a 3-year-old boy. Good luck with him.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers, bye. Take care. Okay.